So in general, I'm a pretty even-keeled person. I think that personality trait has worked really well in my trading and in handling my emotions during the moment. With that being said, this one thing still gets me fired up. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you all about it in today's episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. Before we hop in, do me a favor, make sure you leave this podcast a rating or a review if you're listening to this on a podcast app. If you're watching this or listening to this on YouTube or some other form of social media, do me a favor, hit that like button and show your support. I appreciate it in advance. Now let's hop in. Yeah, nothing is better than anything else. Nothing is worse than anything else. It all comes down to the trader. Just like, hey, no strategy is better than another person's strategy. It all comes down to the trader. How good are you at executing what you need to execute, right? Trading is not a comparison versus, and I hate seeing this on the internet, my strategy is better than your strategy. Like, it's not that simple. Like, who cares? Like, are we trading against each other? Like, is this a trading competition where it's me and Rain and Brendan and we're trying to see who can make the best return? Like, there's a reason I never did any trading competitions because I think they're stupid. Because the only thing I need to judge myself on is, how am I executing my live performance versus my perfect performance, right? I'm not judging my return on investment versus someone else because there's so many factors. There's frequency, there's position size, there's risk, right? I hate seeing stuff where it's like, oh, I returned 100% a year and you returned 50% a year and that makes my trading strategy better than yours. Well, if you risked 10% a trade and I risked 1% a trade, yeah, you know, we can make the argument there that my style was actually better than your style, given the risk taken to achieve your 100%. But like but at the same time, if that trader is comfortable taking 10% risk, then that's fine. If I'm only comfortable taking 2% risk, then that's fine. If my strategy is only meant to produce this amount, and I got close to that amount, then that's fine, right? The comparison only needs to be between us and our expectations. And our expectations should be data-driven. They shouldn't be just from our head. They should be based on our data, based on if we're implementing a position sizing and money management strategy, based off those expectations, not based off of some BS number that we pull from the sky. Right? I was speaking to a guy on the internet for the last week or so. It kind of dried off because he's getting the same answer from both me and Jason. And I don't think it's the answer he wants. But, you know, he's got all these expectations of, oh, I want to make this percent a day. And I'm like, well, why? Like, why do you want to make 10% a day? Is there anything about your strategy that told you should be making 10% a day? If there's nothing in your back, like if you've back tested and you've done your work and all your work and your position sizing strategy says that, hey, it is realistic for me to make 10% a day off the strategy, then I think that's a realistic expectation because your numbers say so. But if you're just pulling that number out the sky, you're like, oh, I want to make 10% a day or I should be making 10% a day. No, why should you? Why should you be making 10% a day? What tells you that? Like, what tells you that? Why do you deserve to make 10% a day? Like, there's no numbers or figures that tell you that. So why is that in your brain? But people do that all the time, and it pisses me off. It pisses me off because then they have these unrealistic expectations. They have this strategy that maybe produces 5% a day, which would be amazing, by the way. You'd be one of the best traders on earth. And then they ditch it because it's not 10%. It's like, you idiot. Like, people would kill for that. And you're ditching it because you're shooting for this number that isn't real. Like, have your expectations. I'm an Everton supporter, as you guys know. That's like me going into the season saying, hey, we should win the league. No, we shouldn't. First, we should try not to get relegated. Second, we should try to maybe realistic goal, middle table. Third, if I want to throw a reach goal out there, maybe Europa League. Same thing with America at the World Cup, right? Oh, America could win the World Cup. No. Realistic expectation, get out of the group stage. Reach expectation, maybe make the quarters or the semis. Win the World Cup. Did you see what the Netherlands did to us? A masterclass in coaching. But people don't have these realistic expectations. They have these dream and these fantasy expectations, and it gets them killed. And it sickens me. It sickens me because I'm a real trader doing this the real way. That's why it sickens me, and it is offensive. Like, if I cared more, I'd actually be offended. I don't care because I've seen it for so many years, but it is offensive to people trying to do it the real way. It's offensive. It is offensive that you have the audacity to come in here and speak this ridiculousness in a room full of professionals. Like, it would be amazing if we had a room full of professional traders. If we had a group meeting, it was us, it was SMB Capital, it was some of the other guys out there, right? My man David Floyd at Aspen Trading. We were all in a room. David Floyd used to have these, I don't know if he still does them, he used to have these kind of seminars out in Oregon. I never got a chance to go. I wanted to so bad, where it'd just be like a mastermind of kind of professional traders, and we bring some kind of newer traders in there as well, and just talk real trading shop. It would be offensive if we're having this real conversation and someone comes in with that BS. Like, they deserve to get beat. Like, they deserve to get, I don't condone violence, but in that single situation, there are two situations where we should be violent. Yeah, I said it. One, if someone harms your family, you should get violent with them, right? Self-defense. Two, if a trader comes into a group of professionals talking that BS, they should be beat with bats. They should be beat with bats. I said it. I ain't scared. They don't understand like how hard it is to be successful. Like, people see me now, and it's, 17 years in, and it's great. I've been consistently profitable for a while. Like, they don't see the struggle. They don't see how hard it was to get to this level. Like, it was not a cakewalk. It was like long nights. It was tears. It was fears. Like, people don't see that part, and I earned every bit of it. And anyone else out there that's successful, they earned every bit of it. And they should be awarded for that, for making it through. You should be applauded. I don't care how profitable are you. If you just become profitable, any bit, you should be rewarded. Taps on the back, claps. Because it's very difficult just not to go broke in the first 90 days. So for people to come in with this BS like it's that easy, like, pisses me off. Pisses me off if I cared more. I'm numb to it now, but they should be beaten with bats. Let's put it that way. All right, let's, that's why people get scammed so much. Yeah, again, I have zero pity. I should feel more. I have zero pity for people that get scammed looking for shortcuts. You should know better. So one more time before we head out, I do not condone violence. I'm joking. People shouldn't be beaten with bats, although, I guess the consequences of making dumb trading decisions would be even worse, some would say. But seriously, I hope you guys took something out of this episode. I hope that we continue to inspire the truth about trading and the reality about trading to be out there. That way, future generations can have realistic expectations and they don't make the same type of mistakes that, many current traders are making today.